They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A COVID-19 vaccine rollout could be a shot in the arm for the UK economy. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The first Pfizer and BioNTech vaccines could be administered in the UK as early as Monday morning. And though social distancing measures will remain in place for some time, the hope for many here is we could see a return to our pre-pandemic normal by Easter. The BBC's Faisal Islam explains the economic boost that would provide.
Right now, you have the board meetings happening, planning for fiscal year 21-22, and at least some of those finance directors in those board meetings will be done against the backdrop of, well, you know, we might be closer to normality than abnormality in economic terms. I think what the vaccine mid-pandemic could do, it could make this bounce back very much more rapid. We've seen this in the stock market and in the property market already in terms of the values going up. Although there is a little twist here, which is a sort of behavioural response to the vaccine coming en masse in 3 or 4 months' time, you hold back a bit. And crucially, the voluntary self-isolating, social distancing, people not going to the cinema, not going to the shops, that will continue at a higher level than otherwise would be the case. So a rockier maybe Q1, but a great potential for investment and positive spiral in the economy for the rest of 2021.
That's Faisal Islam reporting there. Well, while there's optimism here in the UK, enthusiasm is turning to frustration in other parts of the world. Unlike the US and the UK, many developing nations haven't had the funds available to secure millions of doses of vaccines still in trial stages, which means they won't be able to start vaccination programs in their countries as quickly. But a new partnership in the works between Alibaba's logistics unit and Ethiopian Airlines will improve the ability to transport medicines requiring cold storage to the Middle East and Africa. The BBC's Karishma Viswani explains how.
It's a partnership that the companies have said will allow them to deliver at least 2 shipments a week out of China to Africa. And it's something Alibaba is very familiar with and has a lot of expertise in. It has a network all across that region, as well as extending out here into Southeast Asia. And whereas in the past, it hasn't been medication or vaccines that the Chinese tech giant has been focused on, it has had experience in moving tons of equipment. And in particular, in this last year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, its logistics arm, the part of the business that will be in this partnership, has seen huge volumes.
Now, cold chain storage is the crucial element of this partnership to allow vaccines that need to be held at ultra low temperatures to be distributed. Does this agreement apply to transport of any vaccine or just ones created and approved in China?
That's not clear yet, but you would assume that in the first instance, it would be Chinese vaccines. Now, I've been speaking with Indonesian officials who have been working with the Chinese pharmaceutical company Sinopharm, and they are manufacturing a sort of hybrid drug between the Indonesians and the Chinese. You would imagine that this would be the perfect test case for Alibaba to help ship vaccines that are being manufactured in China out to places like Indonesia. And there are a number of Southeast Asian countries that have signed up or requested assistance from China with regards to its vaccines because of the fact that they frankly didn't put in an order with the Western ones. And China is in a really good position to help supply this much needed vaccine to countries that had no ability in many respects to control the pandemic.
It's fascinating to see this global effort truly play out. The BBC's Karishma Viswani, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Victoria.
Checking the numbers now, global stocks are little changed this morning after another round of weak data here in Europe. Service sector activity contracted in France and Spain, while Italy saw its steepest contraction since May. First comes regulatory approval of a vaccine, then comes the next big logistical hurdle, getting doses to people. In normal times, that would be tough, but this rollout is coming at the busiest time of year for package delivery companies that will not only be tasked with getting a vaccine to the world, but delivering your holiday gifts on time as we all stay socially distanced this season. DHL Express boss John Pearson explains how his company is preparing.
From an aviation capacity point of view, it's quite manageable, and it's manpower and resource. The real crunch comes if you haven't got the aviation lift ready. So we've been adding to our fleet. All we could do was put ourselves in the best possible position and give e-commerce and other customers a good peek and to be able to fulfill our responsibilities on the vaccine front.
Well, it does seem you will be very busy this holiday season. You're expecting volumes to be more than 50% higher than they were last year. So are the ways in which you deliver holiday gifts and vaccines similar? In other words, do you need different kinds of planes or more employees to cover more routes?
So the 50% was e-commerce volumes, and we expect to be pretty close to that. But no, the delivery process is the same, whether it's apart from an oil rig, a box of vaccines, or an e-commerce gift for someone's friend. They run through exactly the same aviation network. They run through the same origin service center through a gateway and then knock on the door of the e-commerce customer in Kew or Richmond or anywhere else. The thing that I would say is that the methodology of moving a vaccine involves things that make sure that the temperature remained at what it should remain. In the case of Pfizer, obviously extremely cold. In the case of some others, maybe less so. So there's a little bit of operational complexity, but by and large, something will come out of the manufacturing site of Pfizer or Moderna or AstraZeneca, and we will move it from there to whoever it's consigned to.
So I'm sure people have started sending out their holiday packages, but have you also begun shipping vaccines yet?
We've done some test shipments for some providers, but we haven't yet been given the first call to move live vaccines.
Distributing a coronavirus vaccine isn't just a one-and-done kind of thing. This effort could go on for a couple of years. So given that and the experience you had with the PPE deliveries earlier in this year, how has your business fundamentally changed over the last 6 to 9 months?
I think you have to look at it as just one slice of what we move. E-commerce is here to stay, but it's close to 45% of all our shipments at the minute. Whilst we expect vaccines to be around for a while, there will be an ongoing flow. It's not one and done in the sense that they'll all be out in the space of 2 months, because it's a much longer program than that, as you say. But it is nevertheless just one portion of what we do.
John Pearson, the boss of DHL Express, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
You can find all of our coverage on the complexities of getting a vaccine to the world. Just head to marketplace.org and click on the Fast Track tab at the top of the page. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.